in the park. We're at the Bison Ranch Backyard Park right now for the annual Arizona Crawfish Festival. It's a Laissez la bon temps rouler. We're going to have us a good time. I'll tell you that right now, Chef. Crawfish come off and out of the boilers, ready for service at noon. We're broadcasting from the Bison Ranch, home of Rim Country Quilts and Paper Crafts, the store with supplies for scrapbookers, paper crafters, card makers, plus fabric for quilters, as well as Dominion Group properties. Full-service real estate office serving the Heber Overgard area, as well as the entire White Mountain community.
Special thanks to our sponsor, Sanderson Tom Carr, who makes this possible every year.
Where is Matt?
He's on his way back from picking up crawfish traps.
I see that big Tom Carr trailer over there, but I haven't seen him roll any of them babies out yet.
Not only have they participated in supporting the event, they've come out and started trapping for the event. They've gotten into it that much.
They got their kids on the boat.
It
looked like a lot of fun.
Andrews was 3, and then Mason was 2. Had him out on catching crawfish.
Early.
That's another thing we're going to be doing here at the Crawfish Festival this afternoon is we're going to be pulling the Tom cars off the trailer, and we're going to be giving free rides and demo rides for anybody brave enough to jump in a car with me. I can promise you it's better than an e-ticket at Disneyland. We will get your pulse going.
Yes.
The vehicles are a blast.
You'll find out why they say to anywhere and back in a Tom car.
To anywhere and back in a Tom car, faster than in anything else you could be traveling. We had a call a minute ago from Luke, who was questioning duct leakage and insulation and things like that. And there's been a lot of press lately about the amount of duct leakage a typical home in Arizona has. APS, I think, generally states that it's not unusual to find an average of about 15% duct leakage in a house. Hey, I can tell you that's an average. And in my opinion, I think that's a low average. I'm telling you that the majority of the homes we get in and take a look at for remodeling, there's duct leakage in the, if they've been in, up and installed for any amount of time at all, there's duct leakage of 15, 20, 25%. People crawling up there in the ductwork, people moving things around, service technicians in there replacing the attic air handler and not getting the tapes joint. I would tell Luke, before he spends a dime looking at the insulation or the ductwork, he ought to just call Rias and do a whole house energy audit, and that will tell him where to start his search or where to start his pursuit of driving his home to be a more efficient home. Start with 480-969-7500. It's $100, and they do an entire energy audit of your home that includes testing of your ductwork. They'll tell you how much duct leakage you have. Rias, Whole House Energy Auditors, 480-969-7500. We have another call on hold who also has an air conditioning question.
Let's bring Al from Mason to the conversation. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning. Before I get to my question, I want to tell Rosie, years ago, my wife and I were traveling across the country, and we stopped in Biloxi, Mississippi, and went to a crawfish festival. And being from Maine, she likes lobsters. These look like little teeny lobsters, but she enjoyed it.
She did.
Yeah.
It takes some nerve when you look at the animal to pinch the tail off, crack the tail open, and eat the tail. But really, if you get the nerve to try it, eating the tail is easy. Now, it takes a whole nother level of dedication to put the head of the animal between your thumb and your index finger, crush the skull, put that in your mouth, and suck all the juice out of the gills and the brains.
Now, she said, I'm not sucking the brains out.
Understandable.
Yeah, it's about 50-50 for those of us that we walk around all afternoon teaching people how to eat crawfish. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, anyways, last week my boss's air conditioner went out right during the storm last Saturday night, of course. But he was told by his serviceman that the Freon next year is going to change, and all air conditioners older than 2008, they're discontinuing the R22, and it's going to be very expensive for to recharge your air conditioners. Do you have any information on that?
You're very fortunate to have called today. We have one of our Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Technicians up here participating at the Crawfish Festival, Mr. Brad Porter of Integrity Air Conditioning. What's the story here, Brad? Something happening with Freon again that's going to drive this replacement cost up super high next year?
Well, they started making the dry charge units, which are really very low-end units that can be used to replace an R22 condenser or compressor that's gone out. And the manufacturers aren't really seeing a big call for it. Most people are just replacing the system anyway. So a lot of the manufacturers are backing off and making these systems. So what you're going to find is that availability is going to be very, very low. And they're really not recommended to be put in anyhow because you've got a mismatched system with a higher efficiency new dry charge unit with typically a very low-end, older indoor section. And they tend to not work very well anyway.
So that kind of nips it in the bud.
Yeah. We try and recommend for them to do a new system anyhow. Sometimes for budget constraints or because they're selling the house next year, there are times when it does make sense for the homeowner to do something like that. But if they're staying in the home, we recommend to replace the whole system anyway.
Beginning to end, inside and out.
Yes.
A finely tuned match system. And as y'all did at my house when we lost both our air conditioners to the hailstorm 3 years ago, and our units were 15 or 16 years old, we're keeping the temperature in the summer even a little cooler than we were, and we're using, with the new equipment you put on my house, we're saving about 25% just in our cooling bill.
And that's with smaller systems.
And you know what? That would be the other thing I would tell this caller to do. Go to rosieonthehouse.com, and we have a consumer's guide on how to shop air conditioning contractors. And I'm going to tell you, and I think Brad's going to agree with me, as well as most Rosie Certified air conditioning contractors, if the contractor you have at your house is looking at your equipment and assessing that it's a 3-ton unit or a 4-ton unit, and they're giving you an estimate to replace it with exactly the same size, chances are you have the wrong contractor at your house. Talk about that, Brad.
Some of it also depends on the time of year. We try and do a load calculation on everything that we do.
Yeah.
But we can't do a load calculation for every home that we visit either.
Right.
So some of it depends on the process. In some cases, we are recommending the same size when the consumer decides to buy. Then we take the time to go through that process and spend the time, and that's usually when we'll drop them down.
Yeah. Well, what did you take off my house? A ton? Ton and a half?
I believe we took at least a full ton. It might have been a ton and a half.
I think it was a ton and a half. And my house is cleaner now. It's the temperature's more constant, and our bills went down. And the equipment cost less to buy.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a win-win, triple win-win-win-win for everybody.
Win-win-win.
It's a win-win-win-win-win-win-win. So we have been over air conditioning homes in the Valley for years. For decades.
Yes.
We really have. And with the increased efficiency of the equipment and with the new understanding of super cooling a home in off-peak hours and improved ductwork, there isn't any reason. Is it fair to say 70% of the time we can't downgrade the equipment in size?
It's probably closer to 80 or 90.
80 or 90% of the time we can generally downgrade equipment. But you're going to have to let us take a full look at the integrity of your return air plenum. You're going to have to let us take a look at all your ductwork and make sure it's sealed up good and tight. And once we've re-verified that, chances are we can save you money on the equipment purchase that you're about ready to make, as well as really drop your bills. Because the thing about air conditioning that people don't understand, they say, Rosie, it comes on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and it runs till 6. It never shuts off.
It's supposed to.
That's what it's supposed to do. But to most people, that's counterintuitive. Every minute they hear that thing running, they're just throwing dollars out the window. What's expensive about air conditioning is starting the compressor.
Yes.
Once you have that baby started, let her run as long as you can. That's why you undersize your equipment. Typically, I'm using that term very loosely.
Yes.
Correctly size your equipment, which is less than we have been putting on the last 30 years. Let the unit run a long time rather than a big unit that comes on and off, on and off, on and off.
And most of the time, when you're changing that equipment, that's when you're getting to the majority of that duct leakage that you just talked about.
Yeah, how it's bolted to the actual equipment.
The duct connections. The biggest percentage of leakage is within 2 feet of the unit.
Okay, fantastic. Brad Porter of Integrity Air Conditioning, one of our charter members of the Rosie on the House Referral Network, serving the greater Maricopa County area. Again, but thanks for coming up and helping with the crawfish festival.
You're very welcome.
But thanks for letting us bleed information out of that big brain out of yours.
You bet.
Hey, let me talk a little bit. We're up here at the Bison Ranch. It could be. It is a part of an Arizona staycation for many people that are traveling from all corners of the state of Arizona to join us here. Every single motel room in the vicinity is booked solid. Let me talk to you about the Arizona staycation available at Rosie on the House. We recently sent Laura to the train up in the Williams area, and this is the letter we got back from her. I can't believe the blast we had. I just wanted you to know it was fabulous. It was a lot of fun. The train had entertainment with a singing cowboy, a gunslinger, and even had two train robbers that came aboard and robbed us, LOL. And, of course, the Grand Canyon is amazing to see. We also went to Arizona and Williams while we were there. Sadly, I think we came at nap time. Most of the animals were asleep. Please pass along our thanks again for the trip, and also thanks for the red Rosie on the House bag and T-shirt and gift card for food and gas. We truly appreciate it, as well as the gift basket from Cactus Candy. They took the Lincoln MKX out of Sanderson Ford, had a great time, went up to the train. We want to especially appreciate the train for all they do in promoting and getting the Rosie on the House campaign going. It's brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The staycation can be registered for. Oh, they're taking the Tom cards out now, buddy. Sanderson's here. They're taking the Tom cards out.
Matt's going to let you drive today.
He has to go boil crawfish for the next hour. So I'm going to go do the Tom Cars. Can you do the last
hour? Repurposing, yeah.
Yeah, you do the last hour show by yourself. Is that all right?
I don't think so.
Sweet Jennifer. All right, let's take a break. But register for the Arizona staycation. Only one place in the entire universe you can do that, and that's the homepage of RosieOnTheHouse.com.